And then there's a smokehouse, there's a bunkhouse, and the main ranch house. And there's a shed. The shed generally, back in those days, you might say it was the garage nowadays, but it was a shed. You built any of your carpenter work, or overhauled your wagon or whatever in there, out of the weather. Ordinarily, if it was working on a wagon, you'd do it outdoors. But if it was cold and wintry, and you had a blacksmith shop, why, then you'd work on this, in this shed.
And they probably call that a garage now, though.
Yeah.
Were there ever walls or fences made out of stone?
Yeah.
What would they call those?
A stone fence. Okay. And that, in order to get the stones out of the meadow, that's what they would do with them. Instead of storing them over in a creek bottom or in a draw, if they wanted to, a lot of people just throw them in the draws, but if they was wanted, somebody was a half-assed stonemason, why, he would make him a nice fancy corner or yard fence out of it. Down in Kansas now, they have stone posts back where we came from. Even our corner posts are made out of stone. In fact, I was down there 8 or 10 years ago, and there were still a few of them stones left in them corner posts.
That's right. They still use them. What would a sheep man use to cut the wool?
Shears.
And if you were, what would you drive to town in? I mean, after motorized vehicles came into use, what would you drive into town?
Probably going after material, or going after for the ride. If we're going in the pickup, we're going in the pickup. If we're going in the car, we're going in the car.
And were there different types of trucks?
Oh yeah. Livestock, freight, or whatever.
Okay. And what about guns? Do you have a lot of guns back then?
Well, everybody had a gun of some kind. You want pistols or rifles?
Both.
They generally had both. Everybody had most of the pistols were six cylinder.
Would they ever use the word handgun for pistols?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but pistol was probably more frequently used.
Yeah.